Any way to sort of estimate the efficacy of weekly NAB as opposed to paclitaxel?
That's a good question. Right now, it's really hard to do that. The U.S. Oncology Group did treat nice-sized populations with their weekly regimen. I believe at one dose, the number of patients was in the range of 70, and at the other dose, the 125 per meter squared dose, in the range of about 100 patients. So given that that's a nice sample size in terms of phase two data, what we can say is that weekly Abraxane has activity in patients with prior taxane exposure and even prior recent taxane exposure. Given that most of the data supporting the use of weekly cremophore-based paclitaxel is not in the same population, these are women largely who haven't had prior taxane, and we know the well-described activity of that approach from phase two and the phase three randomized trial CALGB-9840. The randomized phase two trial with docetaxel, published in the Annals of Oncology by Tabernero. It's still hard to make direct comparisons. My sense, and this is a real guesstimation, is that I wouldn't expect weekly Abraxane to be inferior. I have no reason to believe that. There clearly are no direct comparisons, and to echo my previous comment, I'm not sure I think that the appetite is very strong, certainly in the cooperative groups, to do these kinds of trials. I think there are too many other interesting agents, targeted agents, that beg asking questions rather than how does Abraxane weekly stack up to docetaxel weekly.